When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acknowledge me!
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk! Somehow, some way, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders gave you an early Christmas present. Or a Hanukkah present, or whatever you might celebrate, baby. They snatched victory from the jaws of multiple defeats. And what should have been one of the most demoralizing losses of the year, for various different reasons, turns out to be a... I don't want to say just a win, because that's...
Oh, my goodness gracious!
Even Susie Waldman is excited. That is not just a win. It is... What's the right word? Not win of epic proportions. That's not right. But a win that you could have never, ever seen happening when you actually watch the game. No matter what you thought of, no matter which side you rooted for, nothing. That was an insane 3 hours and 15 minutes. 3 hours and 20 minutes officially. And the game didn't even go to overtime, which should tell you everything you need to know.
Would you say that was a good statement win?
I would not actually say it was a good statement win because of how ugly it was to get there. And that's what I'm saying, is how improbable that win was and still is. And it's everything that is right about where this organization is going and everything that shows you that they still need a lot of help. A lot of help. But a game that they should have lost 10 times over, they won. And their fans got, again, an extra oversized, maybe a double-digit sized early Christmas present. And with that, we say good afternoon to you on this Monday, December the 23rd. I would just start the show by saying if you need to get anywhere today, oh my God, Lord help you. It took me an hour and a half to get here today. Everybody is off. Nobody's working except for us. Well, maybe a handful of other people are working. And everyone is just out lollygagging.
It's a perfect day to go to the Smithsonian.
No,
you know?
No, it's not. It's a perfect day to stay on your bleeping couch and put on the Odyssey app or talk to Alexa or do whatever you millennials do and say, listen to the Team 980 and that loudmouth rooster. And Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. Stay home. Don't go to the malls. But do all your Christmas shopping online, people. It helps traffic. Oh, I barely made it. Barely made it. Left the homestead at 11:20. Got here at 12:50. I live 37 miles away. Should not happen. Should not happen.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, true. Just like a Commander's win should not have happened yesterday, quite honestly. When you turn the ball over six times, five natural times, and one on downs at midfield, you should not win that game. But because you have Jaden Daniels, and that's obviously the number one reason, and because you have a team that is resilient as bleep, because you have a defense that woke up for the final largely three quarters of the game, because of all that, and because you didn't put the game on the leg of Zane Gonzalez, you won a game that you probably should not have won. Now listen, some of you might be upset by me saying that. You shouldn't be. You're too thin-skinned if you are. If you think they should have won that game, you're not watching the game that I was watching, that I was at. They should not, in any way, shape, or form, have won that game. But they did. They did. And just like I would say they shouldn't have lost the Bears Hail Mary miracle game, and they almost did, and that would have been my mantra the next day if the Hail Mary to Noah Brown didn't happen, is, hey, man, they shouldn't have lost that game. They were in control. They shouldn't have lost it. Well, yesterday, to be fair, again, if you were watching the same game that I was watching, you cannot sit here and say they should have won that game. They did, and that's the most important thing. But they should not have won that game. And here's why. Again, you start with five natural turnovers on offense, plus a sixth on downs at midfield. You start with short field after short field for the Eagles. You start with a 68-yard touchdown run by Saquon Barkley, all in the first quarter. And you're down 21-7 before you even make the turn to the second quarter. The Eagles started their first quarter drives at the Washington 49 after the turnover on downs, fourth and one, Brian Robinson stuffed. At the Washington 49, at the Philadelphia 43, and at the Philadelphia 31, which, you know, is nothing, but then they gave up a 68-yard run on the second play of the series. The only series in the first quarter that Philadelphia had awful field position was their third possession. And what happened? Frankie Louvu made one of the best interceptions you're going to see. And I don't think, because of what else happened in that game, I don't think Frankie Louvu is getting enough credit for how awesome that interception was and how important it was, but just how awesome the read was. And because the Eagles scored two plays after the Commanders scored a touchdown to make it 14-7. Again, it gets kind of swept away, and because of what happened in the fourth quarter and all of the different things that went on to happen in the game, Frankie Louvu's interception not only was crucially important, and it got temporarily the Commanders back into the game and ultimately into the game, down 14-0, but the way he read it, the way he jumped it, the way he keyed on it, after, oh, by the way, getting lost on the Alvin Kamara trick play touchdown in coverage last week, so much so that I had to say to a couple of people, hey, man, you don't want Frankie Louvu in coverage. You don't want Frankie. I know we had a caller Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which day. It's probably Friday. Hey, man, you don't want Frankie Louvu in coverage. And what happens? Frankie Louvu makes arguably the interception of the year in terms of importance, in terms of read, in terms of diagnosis, in terms of everything. And, of course, the Commanders get a touchdown off of that. You're thinking, oh, hey, they're back in the game, 14-7. And then two plays later, they're getting absolutely gashed off the left side of the Eagles offense again for a third time in the first quarter on big runs, two by Jalen Hurts, including the one he got hurt on, no pun intended, and the 68-yarder by Barkley. Louvu's interception is not going to get the love and the credit that it deserves. Let me just tell you, some people, even though ultimately the Commanders again gave up a quick seven right after and it took the steam and the momentum away, and again, they should have lost this game, make no mistake about it, Frankie Louvu's interception right now is the defensive play of the year. They do not win this game without Frankie Louvu. And it was not just making a big play at the right moment. It was the read. It was the key. It was the diagnosis. Yes, it was against Kenny Pickett. I got it. You know, listen, Kenny Pickett's a backup quarterback. We all understand that. Kenny Pickett also was a first-round pick 3 years ago, I think number 20 overall, by a pretty good organization. And just because it didn't work out in Pittsburgh doesn't mean that Kenny Pickett can't play. Now, would you rather play Kenny Pickett as opposed to Jalen Hurts? Of course. Of course. But there's nothing to say that Jalen Hurts wouldn't have made that mistake too. Nothing to say that. But that was the biggest play on defense, I think, by memory. Maybe the Dorrance Armstrong 4th-and-1 sack of Kyler Murray in week 4 near the end of the half in a 14-7 game would qualify. I can't think of a bigger play. You know, Dante Fowler had a pick 6 against Carolina, first series of the game. Against Andy Dalton. That was, again, for me, the defensive player of the year, unless I'm forgetting something. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. But that is just kind of like a pothole on the road to victory. Because what happened after that was incredible and insane as well. And we're here to talk about it with you. Again, I understand a lot of people are not working. A lot of people are doing different things. But this Commanders team won 10 games this year already. That's the most since 2012. And listen, in 2012, they only had 16 games. And they won their final 7, including and culminating with a division crown on that majestic Sunday night against the Cowboys in week, at that point, 17, game 16. Game 16 and week 17 is this Sunday night, also in the same stadium, but against the Atlanta Falcons. And then they'll have another one on the road to close it out in Dallas. So there's a chance, maybe a good chance, that they can finish with 11 wins. Who knows? If things go right, maybe 12 wins. And who knows if the football gods are shining upon them? And I doubt it. Maybe a division crown. Again, still a possibility. It's not anything anybody should really be thinking about. More importantly, they got a win when they should not have won. And while it was not pretty in a lot of ways, there were some unbelievable highlight moments. And I suppose we should focus on that, right? But the preface to the show, or the start of the show, should acknowledge the absolute stone cold truth, which is they should not have won that game, and they did. Which tells you, A, they got some ways to go. B, they are resilient as bleep. And I think a lot of that comes from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and the coaching staff and whatever this brotherhood thing is. I was in a fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa, right? People, you know, sometimes make fun of fraternity sororities. Oh, just a bunch of college students drinking. You know, there is such a thing, right? A brotherhood, like where you fight for each other, you support each other, you defend each other, you advocate for each other, you overlook each other's flaws. You call them brothers, sisters, sorority, right? It's a brotherhood. Like, one of the cardinal principles of my fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa National, is brotherhood and then scholarship and character, okay? But brotherhood is number one, right? And what does that mean? It means when you bleep up to no end, and trust me, they did yesterday, and you still keep fighting, and you still keep kicking, and you still keep clawing, and you still keep scratching. Oh, and by the way, it helps to have five. Who was five alive and then some yesterday with five touchdown passes. Right? So for all of the negative, for all of the things they did to not deserve to win that game, for all of the days that we've all spent at Northwest Stadium or FedEx Field or watching the games on television or listening on the radio, for all of that, how many times would they have won a game like yesterday? How many times? Again, you turn the ball over six times against a team that won 10 games in a row. And with a win, the Eagles were division champions. Now, yes, their quarterback went out early in the game. Got it. How many more points would they have scored if Jalen Hurts plays the whole game? Don't know. Probably more than 33, but I can't say for sure. 33 points, a lot of points. A lot of points. Maybe they would have scored 36. Maybe they would have scored 40. I don't know. They probably would have won, but I don't know that. So for us to sit here and say, well, they only won because Kenny Pickett was in for Jalen Hurts is not correct. Not correct. If you're saying that, if that's your view, then you are stubborn and you are obstinate and you are not paying attention. To say that they shouldn't have won the game is fair. That's legit. They should not have won the game. But they did. To say that they only won because Kenny Pickett played 95%, 92%, whatever it was, of the game, to say that is absolutely illogic wrong. But to say they shouldn't have won is right, is correct. But they did. How? We'll tell you next. Because the good stuff obviously builds from the bad stuff. The good stuff comes into play. And that's where we'll obviously focus. If you want to hop in on this victory, Holiday Monday. Maddie, we're not going to do Motown music today, right? We're going to do Christmas music, right?
Is well, there's a little bit of Christmas Motown
okay.
music, so we're going to play a little
okay.
bit. Unfortunately, a lot of them seem to be locked off for me, so...
Again?
Permissions are sometimes annoying. They can be important, but they can also be annoying.
Whoever is the lockdown monster, we need to throw away the key from them. I mean... It is Christmas time. Like, we shouldn't have Christmas music locked up.
That is true.
I mean, what it was, the Grinch?
Yeah, so we won't be getting
Drabby,
any temptations,
Drabby the Grinch?
Unfortunately.
Huh?
We won't be getting any temptations Christmas music, unfortunately.
Damn. Anyway, we'll figure out what the maestro spins on the other side and take your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The Commanders win game number 10 on the year in dramatic fashion. 36-33 over the Eagles. They don't clinch a playoff spot, but the Eagles don't clinch the division. And more importantly, the Commanders in double-digit wins for the first time since 2012. Come and join us on the Team 980 and always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. All right, this is a little different version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, huh?
Jackson 5.
Ah, there you go. Doesn't sound quite like a Jackson 5 song.
We're missing Michael.
Yeah. But it'll do, right? It's a little Motown, as Maddie said, and it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, if you celebrate that. I believe that's also on Wednesday as well. Weird kind of lining up of the calendars where both, I believe, are on the start on the same day. Hanukkah starts, Christmas starts and ends. And, you know, of course, you'll have 9,000 NBA games and 4,000 NFL games. They cannot give us one day in peace. Just one day. One day where I can be a dad and not have to worry about 17,000 games. One day. Anyway, neither here nor there. Whatever you're doing for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, please do it safely. Please do it well. You know, be good to each other. You know, don't be stupid. Don't get piss-ass drunk. And do something, again, ridiculous. So, again, we wish and we thank you for obviously everything that you all do for us. You know, often we get thanked for the entertainment or the time or whatever. Fine, that's great. But without you, there is no us. So, you know, we thank you, whether you listen live, whether you listen on podcast, whether you listen to the whole show, part of the show, certain days of the show, it doesn't matter. It all counts. It all counts, and we can't do it without you, so thank you. All right, so let's, before we turn it over to the phones, get a couple of things in here. We told you about the Frankie Louvu interception, which turns into the first Jamison Crowder touchdown from 6 yards from Jaden Daniels and the first of his five on the day, and obviously a quick four-play, 25-yard drive, 118, and you think they're right back in it, and then two plays later they give up the 68-yard run to Saquon Barkley, and you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. Because the first two touchdowns, you could strongly argue, as I would, that was a field position thing, right? I mean, the first one certainly was off of the fourth down stop. But if you look at it, the second one was off of the first Brian Robinson fumble. I mean, like, you can't serve it up more on a platter for the Eagles, with the exception of losing Jalen Hurts. And again, that was part of the storyline and the script and the drama. But you can't serve it up any better. And so they're up 21-7 at the end of one quarter. And you're like, this wasn't the way it was supposed to go. And then I think the series or the drive of the year, and maybe I'm being too hyperbolic, because I said Frankie Louvu's interception, because of the way he read it, the play that he made, the again, the read, the diagnosis, the impact, the moment, what it led to, how it stemmed the tide. Again, it was Philadelphia's third possession. Washington had done nothing on offense except throw up all over themselves. Again, Philadelphia was going for three scores and three drives, but they would have to drive the length of the field, so on and so forth. If Frankie Louvu's interception was, in my opinion, the defensive player of the year, well, this was the drive of the year. And it ended with a 32-yard majestic touchdown and brilliant catch and throw from Robert Griffin, from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin for Terry's 11th touchdown of the year. But it started in the shadow of your own end zone. People might forget about this. That possession started at the Commanders' 4-yard line. And what happened What did we spend all week leading into New Orleans? We mentioned it a couple of times last week, but not as much as we did New Orleans. How many times in New Orleans week did we said, man, they've got to get De'Ami Brown on track, and here's how they need to do it, because they haven't done this. Everything's around the line of scrimmage. Everything is bubbles and quick stuff and screens and things of that nature. They have not done this. And what do they do from the shadow of their own goal line? Jaden Daniels drops back and throws a dart for 50 yards in stride to De'Ami Brown. Hello. Again, say whatever you want about this show, and a lot of you say stupid things, and a lot of you should get pummeled for it. We're brilliant. We don't get everything right, but we are brilliant. How many shows we're talking about De'Ami Brown? And the deep passing game the way we were. How many? And that drive, the 50-yarder to De'Ami, the 32-yard touchdown pass to Terry, only makes it 21-14. But again, it's all part of the script. But it was as good of a drive as you can possibly ask for. It's everything you want. Big plays, big throws. There was pressure on the McLaurin touchdown. Great job running routes. Great calls by Cliff Kingsbury. Balls to drop back from your own 4-yard line against that defensive front. Mercy, 21-14. And then, while I would say it would only get better from there, that's not exactly true. Because there were many, 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 many bumps in the road after that on both sides of the football. But without those plays that sort of get lost in the sauce, they don't win this game. So that, and that's just the first half. That's before we even get to the final drive. That's before we get to either one of the Zacchaeus touchdown passes. And the other thing is, and I don't know whether this is Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know. You know, I said this to Linnell last night at his show that he does at a restaurant near the stadium. I went over there to be a nice guy, to be a good support, even though he tries to talk down to me and he's woefully wrong and pick the Eagles and all that. So, and by the way, I picked the Eagles to win the game and the Commanders to cover the 3.5. I knew it was going to be a close game. I just should have gone forward with my hunch all along, which was that the Commanders were going to win. And I backed off because I didn't know about Ertz. I didn't know about Chin. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about that. As it turned out, they won. But I said this, I don't know whether it was Cliff Kingsbury's play calls, whether it was the Eagles botching coverage, or somehow Vic Fangio being dumb. I don't know. But my goodness, 3 of those 5 touchdown passes, guys, pedestrian guys, were wide open. And it's not like it took unbelievable throws. The Terry one was a great throw and catch. It's not like it took the final one to Crowder, threading the needle. The other 3, fairly wide open. NFL wide open. And again, I don't know if that was coverage bust, if that was play design. I'm not sure. But either way, it was a meeting of the minds. And the Commanders did just enough right to overcome, again, 6 turnovers. All right, we'll turn it over to you. We'll add our analysis and stuff, if you will, along the way. Of course, we open the way we open. We'll get out to you on the phones in just a moment. Hang tight, 301-230-0980. First, we do a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980. All right, so the Commanders in the win column, as we know, from yesterday's dramatic 36-33 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And that means, of course, the Eagles don't clinch the NFC East. The Commanders fall short of clinching a playoff spot. They can do so this Sunday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, Kirk Cousins no longer the starter there. Doesn't mean he won't play at some point, obviously, depending on how the game plays out. Monday Night Football tonight. It is not expected to be a good one. The New Orleans Saints with all sorts of injuries, and on top of that, no Alvin Kamara, as he was knocked out in the third quarter of last week's Commanders win in New Orleans. He's not going to play at the Green Bay Packers. That figures to be ugly for sure. Monday Night Football there. And the Capitals with a big win yesterday, or late yesterday afternoon into the evening. Alexei Protas with two goals with his family in the crowd from Belarus, Russia. They're right back at it, 7 o'clock tonight, 6:45, 106.7 The Fan in Boston against the Bruins, who have struggled a little bit but have stemmed the tide a little bit here of late since making a coaching change right around Thanksgiving. 18-13-4. Capitals number one in the Metro, number one in the East at 23-8-2. And for some reason, the Rangers are losing to the Devils 1-0 on an early Monday afternoon, I guess, of holiday week in NHL action. And that's what's trending. All right, let me give you a couple of superlatives before we go over to the phones. Of course, you know, this is the first time the Commanders have been in double-digit wins since 2012 in Robert Griffin's rookie year, right? Mike Shanahan, the head coach, so on and so forth. They had to win seven in a row. That was a 16-game season, so obviously a chance to eclipse that over the next two games. Home for Atlanta Sunday night, at Dallas to wrap up the regular season year. That's number one. Washington has scored, this according to Commanders PR, 432 points this season so far. That moves them past the 84 team, 426, for number five all-time in franchise history in points scored in a single season. I haven't looked at the full list, but I would imagine they can get higher than that over the next two games, especially with the extra game, but neither here nor there. They rushed for 2,291 yards this season, moving past that 84 team, 2,274, so 16 yards past that, for number five all-time in franchise history by a team in single season. Now, a lot of that is because of Jaden Daniels. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it is Jaden Daniels. The natural running game stunk again yesterday, not only in terms of production, but in terms of actual turning the ball over. And that's going to catch up to this team. You are not going to win games the way you did yesterday ever again. In almost any feasible scenario, you are never going to win a game like you did yesterday. We'll sprinkle in a couple of other superlatives along the way. But again, do you agree with me? The Frankie Louvu interception, defensive play of the year, the drive of the year from the shadow of your own end zone, down 21-7 midway through the second quarter at your four-yard line. Cliff is dropping back and dropping bombs and dimes. Jaden, obviously, dropping the dimes. But Cliff calling the bombs. Bang, bang. And the Commanders erase terrible field position and drive 96 yards in a snap of a finger. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with you on the phones. Let's get to our guy Sanchez. We don't have any creative, fancy production.
So Sanchez was very excited, and I didn't have time to record it and edit it out. So just imagine you have a screaming Sanchez.
Is that to say not only was Sanchez, were you screaming and dropping F-bombs, or were you just screaming?
Yes. All of the above. All of the above. I didn't drop the baby, though. I did not drop the baby.
Well, that's good.
That's the most important
thing.
That's
being a good daddy.
Yes.
Well, happy, merry good first book. Christmas to you and your family as parents and all that stuff. That's the most important.
Yes,
that's
you,
the most important thing. But your boys are in the double-digit win column.
Holy moly. Rooster, I can't even put it into words, man, how impressed I am by team play. You know, people gonna hate on you, and that's what I love about you, because you're the villain. they're going to hate on you for telling the truth. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. We didn't deserve this. But this is what happens when you got guys who believe in each other, guys who keep on clicking and got each other's back, even though the mess, somebody's going to come and clean up. JD5 is him. I don't care. You know, people say Drake May. I was a Drake May fan. I'm like, this guy is right here. He's in the right spot with the right team, right fan base, and everything like that. I hate the Eagles with everything in my being. I hate them like Linnell hates going to the gym. That's how much I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. I hate that fan base. I hate that cracked Liberty Bell. I hate Rocky and everything. And just to see them lose and then have an excuse, because that's what they've been backing up the whole time, they forced 5 turnovers. And they dominated time possession in the third quarter. Yeah. But they're like, baby hands Pickett. Baby hands Pickett didn't do him. No. Your whole team collapsed on it. You guys vomited on yourselves. This is a great win. Congratulations, Dan Quinn. He is the right guy for the job, man. But, Rooster, I'm excited. Happy Boxing Day to all our Canadian people as well. No words, man. Let's just go. Bump the Pigeons. And let's move on. Now it's on to Kirk Cousins' retirement party on Sunday Night Football with Michael Penix Jr. I'm on to Atlanta, man. Let's get this and let's go to the party and let's try to get some hardware, man.
There you go.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Merry Christmas, brother. Appreciate you. And I always appreciate a good jab at Linnell. That's the best. Maddie, make sure we carve that up because we can play that pretty much every the next time we're together, we can play that all the time just to remind him of what Sanchez thinks of him. Thank you, Sanchez. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and the family. Let's get to Dr. Sabah right here in the two hole. Wow. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Oh, thank you, Christopher. I was thinking I would be on hold a little bit longer, but thank you. I appreciate you. I agree. Well, let me see. You said the most important play was the interception. That was one of them. To me, the best defensive play was Saquon Barkley dropping that pass because Wagner kind of got in there late and kind of knocked it out. And, of course, the most important defensive play was Devontae Smith dropping the pass.
But that's not a defensive play, though. That's Devontae Smith. It comes against the Commanders' defense. That's Devontae Smith right. dropping it, you know? I mean, right, if you think about it, the Luvu interception, what I'm not only saying it because of what it meant in the game, but again, go back and watch it. And what I mean by that is he lines up on the left edge and he peels off the coverage of, I think, the tight end who kind of like flattens out his release.
He's
to the right. And then Luvu reads Pickett's eyes that he's going for the slant behind him or the shallow cross behind him. And Luvu adjusts, drops back, and jumps it. And again, obviously, it leads to a short drive touchdown and points and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But think about it. It was 14-0 at that point, and you were on the verge of getting blown out. Blown out.
Yeah, but Chris, that defensive play wasn't nearly as important as the last interception Philadelphia got on us. I thought game over. But yet, then Devontae.
Yeah, but they.
Pass.
Right, but they didn't win.
I got that, but the point is they're still important. But here's what I kind of wanted to say. I got two things. So, first of all, I think that we're like, Jaden has become like the new Patrick Mahomes as far as calls and things, good luck that happens to him. Like anytime he has an interception, it doesn't bite him. He can make a mistake. It doesn't bite him. Like if it's Kirk Cousins, he throws interceptions. We always gave up a score. For Daniel Jones, he gets the guy who doesn't, you know, catch the pass. Look at Kenny Pickett. He gets the guy that drops the pass. The quarterbacks that don't work out in this league, there's like a lot of bad luck that happens to them and their team doesn't fold after they make a mistake. And so that's why I think Jaden is going to stick because good things happen even when he does something bad. And that's huge because Patrick Mahomes has gotten away with tons of stuff. Brady got away with it, and anytime he made a mistake, his team, that Seattle game, what did it do? Should have lost that one. The team came up and got that interception at the goal line. So this is what happens to quarterbacks that work out in the league. Second point I have, and I'll see if you agree with this. I think on fourth and like long, like two and more, or 4th and 11, I think those are design runs. I really do. I think they're, quote, repass options. If the guy's out wide open, son, you run. But act like you're going to throw it, and we're going to send everybody deep, so you'll basically have to just get through the first wave of line, and you're gone. I really do think those are design runs. And in an honest moment, I wonder if they'd ever admit that.
Listen, on the 4th and 11, okay, there's no way you're designing a run.
Yeah,
for
you
Jaden
Daniels.
You're
designing a scramble.
There's
absolutely. You
zero
you
way.
You act like you're going to throw
yeah,
it and
it's
run.
Yeah, it's a drop back, and he does drop back, and then he just sees the C's part, and he takes it, and he runs, and he takes advantage of it, and...
It happens too many often. It happens too many times, Christopher, on something where we absolutely have to have it. 4th down, he ends up running 99% of the time.
But that's not by... I guess my point is that's not by design. Mm-hmm. That's not.
In
the back of your mind, you realize yes, he can turn something broken. And no, Doc, there's no way you would call it.
Earlier in the game,
they had like an 8-yard design quarterback draw that immediately he got the snap and he took up off the middle and right up the middle. That's design. This is not design.
He audibled into that. That was an audible. Well, he audibled into that. That wasn't a call play from the sideline. I can't tell that from where we sit.
So, you know.
I think the announcer said he audibled.
Yeah, maybe. Greg Olson said that Andrew Wiley jumped off sides, and Andrew Wiley was
the wrong guy. That's another thing. He gets away with that touchdown pass that won the game. That's Patrick Mahomes. His right tackle was false started, and he didn't get a call. If that was, again, the Kirk Cousinses of the world or the – name another quarterback that doesn't work.
Are you mad that he got away with that?
No. What I'm saying is we are now on the right side of the calls. We now have the guy that the referees kind of, look the other way. This is the best thing that could happen for our team because we've never had that. Now we have it. It used to be all the other teams. Now we got that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Maybe we could have called it, but we didn't, Or he's getting the roughing on the sack, the guy just fell over. It was like he just touched him, and the guy fell over. They called unnecessary roughness. It took away a sack. But yet when the other quarterback slid and we launched at him, but we kind of missed him, if that was, my guy Taylor, they would have called that. They would not even throw a flag for 15 yards.
Yeah, Doug, I can't live in this world.
You know what I mean?
I just can't live in this world that, everything is broken down as compared to something else or whatever. The bottom line is, sure, he got some breaks. They got some breaks along the way.
But his subconscious said they know he's a good player.
I know, but here's the thing. Sometimes that just happens, it happens to great teams, it happens to great players, it happens to bad players. I mean, like certain guys, I don't know. I mean, some people would say, Doug Flutie made a career out of pulling a rabbit out of a hat, Some people would say Taylor Heinicke has extended his NFL career, in different ways with opportunities that maybe weren't afforded to other. I don't know. I mean, everybody reads something a little bit differently. So we'll just leave it at that and just say, man, I tell you what, most importantly, and I know you and I both would have slightly preferred somebody else. People remind me of that yesterday.
I think Drake May would have been fine in this offense.
I think so too.
I think Drake May would have been fine.
Yeah, I think
Taylor
so too.
Williams,
but that, but you know,
but
you know how fan,
fine.
You know how fans are. Oh, you didn't want him. No,
hey,
dummy.
Listen,
no,
I'm glad we have because he fits the offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Drake May's doing well too.
All
but
right.
The point is, Drake May's stuck in the no man's land over there.
Yeah.
And our guy is in a really good situation, which is great for us.
Yeah.
Now. You'll love this one, Chris. Now bring back our name, and that's
all right. Well,
all set. We got RK.
I'll leave that one alone. Thank you, Dr. Sabat.
Yeah,
happy holidays to you and your family. I knew that was coming. Listen, I had a discussion with somebody yesterday. Oh, they're so lucky. Look at the Giants game. No place kicker. They would have lost the Bears game. The Hail Mary. They should have lost What was the other game? The Saints game with all the injuries. There was another game that they were saying that they should have lost. Whatever. Three or four games. Listen, sometimes all of those breaks go in your favor. Sometimes all of those breaks go against you. And there is really no rhyme or reason to it. It's just sometimes the way the cookie crumbles. And this year, they're on the good side of the way the cookie is crumbling. And just let it be. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up. Stay tuned on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Alrighty, on a Victory Monday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Always Live and Free Odyssey app. 10 wins in the book, 2 more to go, a playoff spot still to clinch as the Commanders win improbably and then some. 36-33 over the Eagles. We're talking about it all with you. I mean, we barely scratched the surface on all of the wackiness that happened in the game from the Marshawn Lattimore. Three defensive pass interference penalties. Listen, I know a lot of you are upset about a couple of them. I think the second one was questionable. The first one, I get it. He had his arm, A.J. Brown, in Lattimore's chest plate and area. Maybe there should have been no call. But to say that Lattimore did not interfere with him is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And now he's hurt again. So we have to see if he's even going to play against Atlanta. All right, let's squeeze one quick one in here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Lou. I know where Lou is probably going to start. What up, Lou?
What's going on, Rooster? How are you?
How are you, Lou?
Man, I'm good, man. Got early Christmas present, man. Cam, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, I'm still on cloud nine, Rooster. The last couple of days, the stadium, you know, the game yesterday, you know, I know you want to give a credit to Luhu, but I got to give a credit to the second half, Joe Witt and the troop, man. They stopped in Philly twice in that red zone. I think that was a big, big, huge momentum change, and we just kind of, you know, we just play 60 minutes like I called on Friday, man. I said play 60 minutes until the last whistle. So,
well, one of the times they stopped them, I mean, to be fair, was Devontae Smith dropping one that should have been a first down and should have essentially ended the game, if not a touchdown. But the big one for me was on 3rd and 8, they get a sack from Dante Fowler, who's, you know, who was so good earlier in the year and has kind of, I don't want to say been missing in action the last couple of games, but it hasn't had the same impact. And yes, they get the field goal out of it, but if you think about it, right, Philadelphia started that drive at the 42-yard line and ultimately end up having to kick a 40-yard field goal, which makes it 27-14. But when you start at the 42-yard line, you know, most good offenses, and again, they were without Jalen Hurts, most good offenses are going to turn that into 7. They only turned it into 3, and that kept them alive.
Right. Man, look, at the end of the day, it don't matter. What matters is that W, because they can make all excuse when we lost that game. It's pretty much the same thing. The way it played out, if you look at the box score from the first game we played them, they outscored us in the fourth quarter 20-6.
Yeah.
We outscored them 22-8 or whatever it was. So we played 60 minutes. We didn't play 60 minutes the last game, so we played 60 minutes.
No, that's fair.
Shout out to Joe.
That's fair.
Yeah, shout out to Joe Witt. Shout out to Dan Quinn. Hopefully we get a W coming up this Sunday and get another one, and hopefully he could get that coach of the year too, man. He's done a hell of a job of year one. So
I got you.
I'm just happy. I'm just thrilled. And I want to give a shot. I want to say something, Chris.
Real quick.
Your co-host that comes on a couple days ago. I mean, he comes on a few days, Wednesday and Thursday?
Yep.
The big boy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just tell him ride the wave, man. He's over there. You know, he stick a fork in us, man.
Listen, you guys can all think that I'm full of baloney, but, you know, that guy, I mean, I love him, but he does, and thank you, Lou, he does and says a lot of things just to get under your skin. He thinks he actually means what he says. 2 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app in the nation's capital and beyond. Before Christmas, the Commanders are in the double-digit win column by beating the Eagles, a game they shouldn't have won but somehow did on the Team 980. Stay with us.